Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Cell phone cameras are ubiquitous now, so it's getting harder to separate the relentless recording of everyday life from a real documentary. Filmmakers have to stick their necks out to find something amazing and surprising and beautiful, but they definitely are still finding it. This week, I'm looking at three films playing at Hot Docs. There's a magician who exposes tricksters, an adventurer who joins a jihad, and political demonstrators who dance. An Honest Liar, directed by Justin Weinstein and Tyler Meesom. The Magnificent Randy was a Toronto-born magician and escape artist who modeled himself after the great Houdini. Like Houdini, he's famous for his deception and dramatic escapes, and also like Houdini, he devoted his second career to exposing the fake fakers. I mean the ones who bamboozle audiences into thinking their tricks are for real. I'm talking faith-healing televangelists like Peter Outpoison Popoff, the fake TV psychics on late at night, and the pseudo-scientific prestidigitators. He has a long-held rivalry with Uri Geller, the famous spoonbender from the 60s and 70s who claims he has telekinetic powers. Randy also showed how easily scientists can be fooled if they try to probe alien abductions and ESP. So using young collaborators for his own deceptions, Randy manages to fool even the dedicated scientists. He secretly places students who claim they have special abilities into the experiments, and he later reveals his tricks, much to the dismay of the scientists. Today, he lives in California with a dramatic white beard and walks with a dramatic gold-topped cane. This is a fascinating and very well-crafted story with a twist all its own. No spoilers, but it turns out his longtime partner and collaborator, Puerto Rican artist Jose Alvarez, has his own lie that he keeps under wraps for three decades. Ironically, the two of them meet on an old TV quiz show called To Tell the Truth. These honest liars make for a very interesting movie. Point and Shoot, directed by Marshall Curry. So Matthew Van Dyke was a coddled kid from Baltimore, the only child of an only child of an only child, he says. Fascinated by movies like Lawrence of Arabia, the blue-eyed boy dreams of exotic and dangerous adventures, and eventually goes on to study the Middle East at university. So after he graduated, he went on a trip, but at the same time, he's this often terrified lump of quivering jello. He has OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and he has a very strange sugar phobia. Anyway, so after he graduates, he goes on a crash course in manhood, sets off for a motorcycle trip stretching from Gibraltar to Afghanistan, all the way across North Africa and the Middle East. He documents his travels with a video camera and a device attached to his helmet. In Iraq and Afghanistan, as a freelance, self-declared freelance war reporter, he falls in with U.S. soldiers. They teach him the basics of shooting, machine gunning, missile launching. Okay, fun and exciting, I'm sure, but mere backpacking adventures do not a Hot Docs movie make. But wait, here's what happened next. When he reconnects with his Libyan hippie friend he met on his travels in Africa, he ends up sneaking into Libya from Egypt in the middle of its civil war. He joins the Benghazi rebels, fighting Gaddafi soldiers and standing beside men yelling Allahu Akbar as they fire missiles at far-off targets. Okay, then things get a turn for the worse, and Matt ends up in solitary confinement because he gets caught and thrown into one of Gaddafi's prisons. And his mother and girlfriend are terrified. Will he get out? And if he does, where is he going to go next? So Point and Shoot is a great adventure story about a man who carries a Leica camera in one hand and an AK-47 in the other. It's a politically naive movie. It doesn't talk much about geopolitical issues, ideologies, or the long-term consequences of that war. Its real strength is the first-hand look at a fascinating and exciting personal adventure. Demonstration, directed by Viktor Kosakowski and 32 more people. So a year ago, Spain was in an economic turmoil when its right-wing government imposed crushing austerity measures, which led to huge demonstrations. So in 2010, 32 students in Barcelona, each armed with a video camera, record the whole demonstration right in the middle of it. General strike, the crowds, the peaceful marches, and the less than peaceful responses from the riot police. The demonstrators seem split between those who wear Gandhi masks, the peaceful disobedience, and the hacktivists who wear the Guy Fawkes masks. So this movie, though, is actually about the beauty of crowds and their movement. The running back and forth, the burning of dumpsters, and the attacks from helmeted police. It's set to Mikus's Don Quixote, and it's beautiful and revealing. Shot against a backdrop of Gaudi's curvy, drippy architecture, you see an old-timer who's been demonstrating most of his life and young students out for their first demo. And some very interesting secrets are revealed. There are dozens of Black Bloc activists who you see climbing happily into police vans, not arrested. Turns out they're all agents provocateurs put among the crowd to start violence and justify police attacks. Demonstration is an artistic look at a public protest. All of these movies and more are playing through Sunday at Hot Docs. All students and seniors can go to the daytime screenings until 5 p.m. for free. Go to hotdocs.ca for details. And Toronto's Jewish Film Festival also opens today and continues next week, including a brand new Canadian movie called The Pin, about lovers hiding in Lithuania during World War II. And the movie is in Yiddish. Looks interesting. Go to tjff.com for more information. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.